and welcome to God's Word is Truth, the radio ministry of Providence Reformed Church, Vermilion, South Dakota. We live in a day when many church members don't hunger for the faithful preaching of God's Word, a day when many who call themselves Christians would rather be entertained on Sunday morning than hear the faithful preaching of God's Word. The truth really doesn't matter to many people today. Many church members ask, how does it make me feel or does it work? But seldom do they ask if it's biblical. That's why there's so much distortion in worship, doctrine, and living in the Christian church today. What about you? Do you hunger for God's Word? Do you realize how important preaching the truth of God's Word is in the life of the church? It's the gospel message that the Spirit of God uses to convert the souls of sinners and translate them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God. Only the gospel of Jesus Christ is the power of God unto salvation for all who believe. Do you believe the gospel? Listen for the next 15 minutes to God's Word is Truth and hear what God says to us from His infallible and errant inspired Word. At the end of today's program, information about God's Word is Truth will be made available.
It's easy, as in our day, you would say, to be spiritual. To make it look like you're truly serving the Lord. And you boast of great things. But when you're called upon, you don't do it. You're hypocritical. Peter is saying, get rid of the hypocritical things in your life. Be sincere, be genuine, be pure. Why? Because you were purified. You were purified for this. To be sincere and genuine in your love. John said in 1 John 3, not to love in word or in tongue, but deed and in truth. That's when love is seen. Brother or sister comes to you, James says, naked and destitute, needing food, needing clothing, and you say, hey, God be with you. I hope things work out for you, and you close the door, and you do not give them the things that are necessary. How does the love of God abide in you? Flip it around. How do you demonstrate the love of God abiding in you when the one comes to you and says, I need these things, and you say, here, I have clothing, I have food, sit down, take your rest. How can I care for you? Do you need anything else? That's the love of God abiding in one of the redeemed. It's seen by what we do. It's not seen by what you say. You can say a lot of things. It's seen by your action. And Peter says, we have been purified for this. So let us love one another fervently with a pure heart. You know, the word fervently here, the Greek text, is used metaphorically of a stretching of a muscle. You think about that for a moment. When's the last time that you got up in the morning and you say, I think I'm going to stretch out. And I'm going to put my head to my knee. And your face is right here and you get about 3 inches from where your face is right here. Because the muscle is very tight. Because it's tight, because it's not been stretched, you can't bend down. Why is it you pull a hamstring? Why is it that you pull a muscle? Why is it you pull muscles in your back? We don't stretch. We're not limber. And then something happens. You have a fall. You bend over the wrong way. Oh, you've been there. You know what I'm talking about. The same thing can happen in the church spiritually. We don't exercise love as we ought to, and it becomes tense, it becomes tight. And we don't want to stretch, but what Peter is saying here is to love fervently. Stretch as far as you possibly can and keep on stretching. You see, when you don't stretch and then you're called upon physically to run, what happens? That's when you hurt yourself. And when you don't stretch out in love for one another, when you're called upon to love as we are as believers, you pull, as it were, your spiritual muscles. Oh, that hurts. We are to be those who stretch to the limit. And beloved, it wouldn't hurt, would it? It wouldn't hurt if we were faithfully practicing stretching the muscle of love. Our dedication to one another with a pure heart. A heart of sincerity, a heart of purity, because we have been washed by the water of the Word. Therefore, Jesus commands His followers in John 13, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you love one another. And by this, all men will know you are my disciples by the love that you have one for another. Can you see Christ stretching to the max, right on the cross, stretching to the full of His love to His people? It's the calling for us. Why? Because, again, perfect tense here in the Greek, having been born again, something that happened in the past. We have been raised spiritually. We have been given new life. Being born again means that you have been alive spiritually. You have been regenerated. Your life now has a desire to please God and to obey Him. That's what it means to be born of the Spirit of God. It means to be raised up spiritually from the dead. As Lazarus was brought out of the tomb physically, so our souls are raised up spiritually. What that means is the enmity is put away. We now have peace with God. We now have love towards God. That's spiritual birth. We have been born again for this purpose, to love God and to love our brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. And notice he says, we're not born of corruptible seed, but incorruptible. Everything that the Lord created, He created with a seed, and it bore fruit, it bore others by its seed. And everything is corruptible, and everything dies in this world. But the Word of God abides forever. The Word of God is living. It's never outdated. It's never irrelevant. You hear some guys say that this is the Word that's relevant for your life. Well, this might be relevant. It's all relevant for us. It deals with us in precept or principle at every turn. The Word of God is relevant. It's never irrelevant. It never is outdated. It never needs updating. It's the Word that's sharper than any two-edged sword. And it pierces to the depth of our soul, discerning the thoughts and intents of our heart. It divides between bone and marrow and soul and our spirit and joints and sinew. It's always relevant. And it abides, Jesus said, heaven and earth pass away, but not my word. Now understand something, beloved. We're born of the Spirit of God through the working of His word in our heart, and that abides forever. That's why Peter could say that we have an inheritance undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved for you in heaven, who are kept by the power of God until that day. Why is that? Because we were born not of the corruptible things that die, but the incorruptible that lives and abides forever. When you believe on Jesus Christ, you have everlasting life. This is not only a call to love one another, this also here is a declaration of the sovereignty of God in keeping His people until the very end. You can never pass away. You weren't born again by corruptible things, but incorruptible. And the life that He gives us is incorruptible. It does not fade away. It abides forever. Peter says that all flesh and all the glory of man, like grass, it's like the fields, as Peter would be explaining in that day, grows right up. In some fields there might be a flower that comes and flies up above. Kind of like these plants here. Got these shoots that come out. Sometimes they flower. And they come up above the plant. But it's going to die. That grass is going to die and the flower is going to die. But the word of the Lord endures forever. The word. The word that he uses here in verse 25 is the Greek term rhema. And it means a specific statement. And the specific statement is the gospel of Jesus Christ. We were born again by believing what Scripture tells us of the work of Jesus Christ in our behalf. This abides forever. This demonstrates to us there is only one means of salvation. The gospel of Jesus Christ. How then should we respond to God's Word? How then should we bring our children under the hearing of God's Word? How diligent should we be to bring ourselves and our families under the hearing of the Word of God, which abides forever? And it's through the hearing of this gospel message, this Word of God, that the Spirit works the incorruptible seed within us and causes us to come alive to Jesus Christ by hearing the truth that Christ died for sinners. How diligent ought we to be, beloved? How slothful are we today, but how diligent ought we to be because we have been purified by the Word of truth? Beloved, are you growing in your love for one another? Is it your desire to grow in love? Is it your desire to stretch as much as possible? You haven't stretched in a while, it's going to hurt. You don't give up, you keep stretching. It gets easier every time you stretch. We need to love until we cannot love anymore. But is that possible? Because the Lord gives us more grace. Beloved, hear that word. You have been purified. Therefore, love one another. Because God has loved us in His Son, Jesus Christ. Look to Him. Go to Him. Look to that cross where He hung for you. Remember His being cast out by the Father where the time became dark while He was on that cross for you. Remember when He heard those words and the Father was, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Remember those words to the Father. Then, beloved, and only then, will you be trained to stretch to the full towards one another. Because you have the witness of Jesus Christ who lives and abides within His people forever. Give Him thanks. Give Him praise. Love Him. And love one another.
God's Word is Truth is a listener-supported broadcast, and therefore we count on your financial support to help keep this program on the air. So if you've been edified by what you've just heard, would you please consider faithfully supporting us by your financial gifts? Any amount of support would be greatly appreciated. If you'd like more information about Providence Reformed Church, please visit us on the web at www.providencerus.com. There you'll find our contact information if you'd like to leave us your feedback or donate to our ministry. We'd also like to extend an invitation to all who are listening to this program to come worship with us. We meet every Sunday morning at 8:30 Madison Street, Vermilion, South Dakota. Our Sunday school begins at 9:30 a.m. and our worship service begins at 10:30 a.m. God's Word is Truth is a ministry of Providence Reformed Church, Vermilion, South Dakota, and we thank you for your support and pray that the Lord will richly bless you as you walk by faith in Jesus Christ, for He truly is the only hope of the nations.